We had a question related to the message this past Sunday morning, which, as you recall, was about discontentment, the sin of discontentment. The question is, how do we tell the difference between needs and wants? And is there something wrong with desires? What if somebody desires a larger house or a nicer car or even more money? Is that okay with God? So I'll start with that last part. What about desire, even ambition? Is that necessarily unbiblical? Well, remember Psalm 37:4, where the Lord says to delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, there's a correlation there between those two parts, that you first need to be delighting in the Lord, which is going to have an influence on your desires. And yet at the same time, he does here encourage desire. So desires are okay. And God gives us abilities, opportunities, and has given us ambition to move forward, to use those abilities and seize the opportunities. So even ambition there's nothing inherently wrong with ambition. It's something that God has made a part of the way people work. The challenge becomes discerning the difference between desires, seeing that there are other things that you don't currently have or enjoy that you would like to. What's the difference between that and the sin of discontentment? And between those two, it's probably a pretty fine line where it's easy to fall into discontentment with what just started as a desire. Here's the general rule of thumb, how to tell the difference between a need and a want. That could be a blurry point of distinction for us as well. But a need, well, let me start, go the other direction. We can tell that something is just a want if we ask God for it and he doesn't give it, because he won't withhold anything that we need to have. He takes it as his personal responsibility to give us all we need. So something that we ask for and we're not getting it, well, then that's necessarily in the category of a want. Now, want is okay. Want is another word for a desire. But when there's a desire and then that moves into, I have to have this, that's what brings us to discontentment. So, to be content with what God has provided, as Paul says, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't desire anything more, but if that's what God has given now, that's okay with us.